What we did really is we took one game at a time, to be honest. You know, we with the change of the formation, we had the group stages, you know, which I do actually think now was a good idea. It gave us a good platform to build on game, and we never really looked past the group stages, to be honest. We kind of focused on finishing as high in the group as possible, you know.
Yeah, and just remind us how you went in the group stages.
Well, we had an opening game against Ashley Goodoer, it was. So that game, I suppose it wasn't a great game. It ended in a draw, 5 points each. So we weren't too, didn't get too bogged down in that. Now we, you know, first day out, we were rusty. So our next day out then was against Milford. So we had a convincing enough one there. And then we moved on to McCool's. So the McCool's game again, look, we performed well, and we ended up having a good enough victory there again. And then we had that tight game against Unions, actually, where we got a goal in the last minute. You know, it was a very tough game now, and it was our biggest test. Thank God we got over the line in the group stages there. That game might have been actually before the McCool's game. So, no, we're absolutely delighted to finish top of the group. Look, as I said, our goal was just to finish as high in the group as possible to get a favourable quarter final, and thank God that's the way it went, you know.
Yeah, and what you saw of Kilcar in the quarter final, and I suppose it was the old enemy or arch rivals, St Junan's in the semi final last weekend.
That's right, and that was huge for us, you know. We just knew like how good that Unions team is, and we knew it was going to come down to the wire, and that's exactly what it did, you know. They put up a great battle, and in fairness, our boys fought to the bitter end, you know, and I think it was just pure desire and work, you know, that got us over the line, thank God.
Yeah, and obviously Gweedore was the other tight game. I know. I spoke to Christopher McFadden, and he reckoned the conditions were terrible that particular day as well, wind and rain, and obviously made life difficult for both teams.
Exactly, and I suppose you just have to expect that now at this time of year, Tom. It's not summer football we're playing, and unfortunately there are things that you have to deal with, you know, and it's not easy on any team. You know, the pitch is heavy, and there's no bounce. There's always kind of crosswinds, ones changing, drives of rain. You know, that just makes it a lot more difficult for the players, and I suppose it's just another challenge that they have to rise to. You know, we're
Yeah,
not in control of
yeah.
that.
I was just looking through that minor team that won the championship. What was it, back in 2019? Beat Gweedore, in the final. And it's remarkable the number of players that have come through and still playing, because you often see fall off from under 16 and minor, don't you?
100%, and that's absolutely brilliant, Di, that we have that the majority of them players still there, and they've come on so much as well since that, you know, they've really developed, even strength and conditioning wise, you know, they've stuck at it, and you know, there's a lot of them boys playing in our under 21 team that are actually playing in our senior team, which is a massive help as well. They've had that experience over the last number of years, you know, playing at that level.
Yeah, and of course, quite a lot of them have inter-county experience, though you'd be forgiven for wishing they hadn't this week.
Exactly. No, look, it's great to see as well. It's just unfortunate that, you know, the competition has run into January and has clashed with the McKenna Cup and even the Sigerson and that. Look, but there's nothing you can do about that. Again, it's not in our control. All we can focus on is what we're in control of, and it's great to see the two boys, our two boys,
That's
team.
Ryan McFadden, and plays for ATU Donegal, and Jamie Grant playing for DCU.
Where DCU is right. They faced off against each other last night. Of course,
Yeah.
Jamie came out on top there, but look, it's great to see them playing at that level, and as I say, coming on and playing last week for Donegal, that's what you want to see, and that's what I suppose the end goal is for these boys, you know.
And talk to me, obviously, as we mentioned, you defeated Gweedore in that under that minor final, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago. They have maybe narrowed the gap since. Would that be fair to say, or was that five all draw, one off?
Ah, look, it's more like with the quality that Gweedore have as well, Tom. It's just as you talk about the gap there, there's not much between the two teams whatsoever. I don't think there was too much between them in that minor final, and I can't see it being any different this time around. You know, we're just going to have to try and come up with a big performance on the day, you know, and we're really going to need a big performance. And as you say, the conditions, everything's going to play its part. We just have to try and hopefully, please God, get over the line, you know.
Yeah, we began by saying that obviously the objective or the goal was to get to the final, and I suppose Well, it goes without saying, when you're in the final, there's only one thing you can do at a final, and that's win it.
Exactly. So, and that's all that we aim towards now. Just, you know, just try our very best to get over the line and have a big performance in the day, you know, and put a real focus this week on no distractions and just focus on the one thing.
And apart from, obviously, the distraction of the Sigerson and Donegal and the McKenna Cup, how has preparations gone? Because, obviously, weather conditions aren't great either.
That's it. And as I said, just all we can focus on is what we're in control of. And as I say, our training pitch is kind of stressed at the minute now. It's at its limit. But, look, it's doing enough for what we want to do, and what we have another 2 or 3 days now to prepare, you know, so all we can do is prepare as best we can with what we have and as I say, hopefully get over the line.